It's been a year since Tyrone West died while in police custody during a traffic stop in northeast Baltimore. The chief medical examiner said West died of an irregular heartbeat. The officers involved were not charged in his death. But West's relatives continue to accuse law enforcement officials of a cover-up. They've staged weekly protests and followed Police Commissioner Anthony Batts and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake to city-organized community meetings. The case has also raised questions about police conduct in some Baltimore neighborhoods. WYPR's Kenneth Burns followed West's family over the weekend as they marked the anniversary.
Tyrone West's family is convinced he was killed by rogue cops and didn't die of natural causes, as the state medical examiner ruled. Their feelings are summed up in a music video that debuted Saturday at a weekly meeting of the Baltimore Public Safety Collective, a police watchdog group, at Red Emma's.
There's a lot going on in this clip. We'll run it through and then we can break it down and kind of explain what's going on.
The video is called The Ghost of Tyrone West.
They bust him upon the head with cold fists and hard kicks. A bunch of nightsticks trying to end his life quick. The kicks turn to stomps. They mace them and tase them.
Payam Sarobi, a member of the collective, produced the video featuring the rap by Neil Norris, West's cousin.
I've been working with them since the first vigil, trying to document everything and show everything in a perspective from the family.
Sarobi said the music video is a preview of things to come. He is working on a documentary film about the case that is to include interviews with the family and, if they cooperate, police and the state's attorney's office.
Hopefully it'll bring to light more of the things that haven't been emphasized.
The family's weekly protests, called West Wednesdays, are to be part of the film. The protests have been held at the Northeast District Police Station, Morgan State University, City Hall, the SunTrust Building, home of the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, and the State Medical Examiner's Office, where the family gathered last Wednesday.
Give us that autopsy report!
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 Among other things, the West family has accused the medical examiner of taking an inordinate amount of time to complete the autopsy on West. Tawanda Jones, West's sister, said the family is still waiting for the entire report.
All we got was nine thin, flimsy pages, which they said they was going to give us the rest, and we never got anything else thus far.
Bruce Goldfarb, the medical examiner's spokesman, said in December, West's case wasn't treated any differently than any other case. Jones said the family is waiting for outside lab reports. It is not clear whether those reports were ordered. Goldfarb declined to be interviewed for this story. The autopsy became an issue at City Hall, where Councilmen Warren Branch and Bill Henry introduced a resolution calling for a hearing into the incident. The resolution noted national autopsy standards call for a cause of death determination within 90 days. The West autopsy took 120 days. In addition, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake wrote to State's Attorney Greg Bernstein asking him to release the autopsy report.
A lot of the same questions that the family has are also questions that, you know, the mayor has asked.
Kevin Harris is the mayor's spokesman. He said Rawlings Blake and Police Commissioner Anthony Batts have met with the West family and that the mayor has asked for an independent review.
She has done consistently throughout this entire process has been on the side of let's get all the information out, let's get all the facts out, so that the family hopefully can find closure and get as much information as possible as to what may have happened that night.
West was, as they say, known to officers. He did time for drug distribution, assault, and resisting arrest, and was released on parole in 2012. According to Bernstein, officers pulled West over at Kitmore and Kelway Roads because the officers thought West was hiding a weapon. During the stop, Officer Jorge Bernardez Ruiz noticed a bulge in West's sock. When Ruiz tried to get a close look, West swung at Ruiz and fled. The officers caught up to West and held him down to the ground to arrest him. West stopped breathing after he was handcuffed and died later at a hospital. The medical examiner ruled that West died of a heart issue made worse by the heat and his struggle with officers. Bernstein decided not to charge the officers.
The officers and I, we concluded, did not act in a grossly negligent manner that created a high degree of risk to human life.
The West family was outraged and complained about how Bernstein treated them.
And then the way he did it was really disgusting. Like, he didn't have enough respect for my family, and then he's up there showing you guys a PowerPoint. He didn't show us a PowerPoint. I had my own. You see this? 10 officers on one unarmed man equals murder.
Tawanda Jones said Wednesday her family agrees that not all cops are bad, but said the bad ones ruin the reputation of the department.
They need to get rid of those bad ones that make them all look bad. When we know, like I said, all police officers aren't bad. They have a hard job to do as well, protecting and patrolling the street, but we don't pay them to kill us.
The family and supporters gathered Friday to mark the first anniversary of West's death in the new Northwood neighborhood at the spot the incident took place.
One of the things I want to celebrate you all for is because you were together then and you are together now.
So among those at the vigil was the Reverend C.D. Witherspoon, president of the Baltimore City chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He said the West family has done a lot to shine a light on police conduct and accountability.
I saw them literally a day after Brother West was murdered, and they were together then, and they are together now. They are unified, and they have in fact taken the struggle for police brutality to another level.
Defense attorney Russell Neverden also said the family remained unified in the past year.
They've been very forthcoming, you know, and one thing that I love about what they're doing and what they're saying is it is balanced. They're saying, we're not saying that all cops are bad.
Delegate Jill Carter said she will work on a measure to give more teeth to the Police Civilian Review Board during the next General Assembly session.
That's something that there's consensus on amongst the Black Caucus and other members of the city delegation.
Meanwhile, mayoral spokesman Kevin Harris said Rawlings Blake is looking for ways to give a more powerful role to the Civilian Review Board as well.
One of the things that she says all the time and that she's tried to demonstrate with her public actions is that you cannot have a city that is truly safer unless communities feel like they can work with police.
The West family has filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Baltimore Police, Commissioner Batts, and the officers involved. They are also seeking help from the Justice Department. An independent review of the West incident is expected to be completed soon. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.